Matthew 24, verse 32, to the end of the chapter. Jesus says, "Now learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and put forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then there will be two men in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other will be left. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that evil slave says in his heart, 'My master is not coming for a long time,' and begins to beat his fellow slaves and eat and drink with drunkards, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him and at an hour which he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Once again, Jesus speaks sternly, but he speaks in loving tenderness because he realizes the urgency of the truth that he declares. He realizes the necessity of people laying hold of what he has to say. Here we consider three words: learn, recognize, and be alert. I take these out of verses 32, 33, and 42, as Jesus is talking about his coming once again, and how that he pleads with people to be learning, to be recognizing, and to be dutifully alert. And I connect these with three images which all of us, I think, are well acquainted with. The first is learning. Students learn. We connect the second one, recognize, with the business world and the world of discerning a good deal and the deal that is not so attractive. And the third one, the alertness, we connect that with the military and we connect that with the world of soldiers who are expected to be ready at any time of the day, to be ready for the enemy to attack, for there to be danger, to be watching. First of all, the student. Jesus said, "Now learn the parable from the fig tree." Jesus, his words are picked up by Paul as he is counseling his young associates, Timothy and Titus, and he encourages them to study, to show themselves approved unto God, a workman who is not ashamed. We are to be students of the Word. We are to be digging into God's Word, not to just casually read it and to pass by it and to let it sort of skim by us as water going down a stream. but it is something that we are to take into ourselves and to dig into God's Word. Yes, indeed, God's Word is a blessing when it is shared with us in a quiet, tender moment, when our souls perhaps are wounded and it comes and we drink from it and it's like balm that soothes us. But there is also those times where we need to dig in, where we need to mine the Word of God and extract from it the rich treasures. So Paul, he wanted those who walked with him to do this very thing, to learn, to study. Paul, he had encouraged Luke to bring with him the books, the parchments that he had left behind elsewhere. Paul was a lifelong learner, and so he speaks to others. But Jesus here, he takes up this image of a student. Learn, learn. And here he is pointing ahead to the end of time. He gives the parable of the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. The second image, the image of the businessman. Verse 33, he said, "So you too, when you see that all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door." The difference between a successful businessman and a businessman not quite as well to do is the ability to discern those deals which are attractive and those deals which can be money makers and those ones which are money losers. While I was in India, not this time, but in May of 2008, my hosts took me to a certain part of Hyderabad where there are numerous pearl merchants. Hyderabad, strangely, though it is so far inland, is a hub of pearl sales and purchasing. And my hosts wanted me to see these stores, and they thought maybe I would like to bring something home for my wife. And I thought that might be a good idea. And so we went to this store, and of course these businessmen were glad for someone to walk through the door, and they sat me down in a very nice chair, and they started to bring out pearls, necklaces, and of course the very next thing was the price tag, and I was absolutely horrified that they weren't talking about $10 or $20 or $50, they were talking in the multiple thousands of dollars. Well, I got out of there just as fast as I possibly could. And I wondered about my hosts, whether they thought that everybody from North America just had all kinds of money just to throw here and there. Well, pearl merchants, they need to be discerning. And gemologists, they need to be discerning as to exactly the value, the quality. Well, here Jesus, he is calling upon each of us also to be discerning, just as shrewd as any businessman coming and thinking of the bottom line, thinking of the details of what needs to take place in a certain transaction, thinking what might come out of it. Jesus says, "You too. When you see all these things," he says, "recognize that right at the door, he, your Lord, is near." Now, Jesus will go on to say many different things in this passage. Once again, he is preparing his disciples for his departure. And he knew that upon his departure, there were many things that they would need to know. There would be times of deception. There would be false Christs. There would be false predictions about his coming and his appearing. Jesus lovingly, oh, how he loved his disciples, how he wanted to prepare them for all that was coming. And he says to them, verse 35, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. When we read Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, if you are anything like me, you're amazed that God, out of nothing, created this world. But more amazing than the creation in six simple days of all that there is in this world, and the beasts and the birds and the fish and you and me, more amazing than any of that is that it came about simply by the word of God's mouth. God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God spoke into being all that we see round about us. And Jesus, here in verse 35, he says, all of this creation, all of this that has come out of nothing, it will pass away, but my words will remain. That is how sturdy, how firm, what a solid foundation the very word of Jesus Christ is. Jesus also talks about the timing, how that not even the angels nor the Son, but that the Father keeps that timing to himself. But he does speak in plain language that just as in the days of Noah, when people were so utterly distracted with the things of this world that they took no thought for tomorrow, they took no thought for the well-being of their eternal soul, so busy eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until God said, "Time's up, time's up." So we have the student and we have the businessman. And Jesus comes in verse 42 and he says, "Be on the alert." Many times Jesus sounds this very same warning as he continues to prepare his disciples. He calls for an alertness. Now, an alertness is something which is easy to do for a few moments of time, or for a day, or a few days' time. But inevitably, time wears away upon us, and we have a tendency to become dull and careless. But Jesus gives an illustration of a sensible slave, verse 45, whom his master put in charge over the whole house. He was in charge of it all. And he was to give the other servants their food at the proper time. And Jesus says, "Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing." But there is a contrast here. Woe to the slave who isn't diligent, who isn't watchful for the coming of the master. Verse 48, "If that evil slave says in his heart, 'My master is not coming for a long time.'" Here this evil slave is portrayed as not wanting to even voice it out loud. He might recognize it to be a false statement. He might recognize it to be an evil statement if he actually uttered it and heard it with his own ears. But the slave in his heart, Jesus is laying his finger upon something very important here. We need to watch not simply what comes out of a person's mouth, our own mouth, but we need to watch what is taking place and what is being said in the heart. This slave, he didn't think that it was right to say it aloud, but yet there was a conversation going on in his heart, and this is how it sounded: "My master is not coming for a long time." Now you see here, he isn't denying that his master will someday return, but he is simply saying that it's not today, nor tomorrow, or this month, or likely this year. but it's at a more remote time, some other time. And the slave begins to act in a wicked manner. He begins to beat the other slaves instead of providing them the food which was due to them and that he was supposed to give to them. And he starts to eat and drink with drunkards. He begins to be enticed with the things of this world. Jesus says, certainly the master will come and catch that slave unaware. And that slave will be sorry beyond all measure, but it'll be too late. He will be assigned a place with the hypocrites, and it will be a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. Learn, recognize, be alert. Is that what your watchword is? Are you digging into God's word as your very meat and drink? Is it more important to you than the very daily bread that you take? Are you learning from God's word? Are you recognizing the signs of this world? Someone asked me the other day, why do you think our world is the way it is? And I had to answer, I think that our world will be utterly caught by surprise at the coming of the Lord. I think that people are going to be absolutely surprised that there is an eternity. That they'll say, I thought that was all there was to grab and I went for it. I did all that I could in those few years, not thinking that there was any eternity to face. Jesus says, recognize. And he says, be alert. Oh, let the word be sounded once again today that we are called to vigilance. We are called to be watching and waiting, for we don't know when the Lord will come. But come he surely will. Would you bow with me in prayer? Lord, we would look for that day. And we would even, as we read in Peter, want to hasten that day. We would say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us would be found faithful. That we would hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Oh Lord, I pray that should there be any who are seated here right now who are saying, I think that describes me, but I'm not sure. Lord, I pray that your confident assurance that things are settled, that the past is gone and that the blood of shed on Calvary's cross atones for the vilest sinner. Lord, I pray that that confidence would flood the heart right now, right now. But Lord, those things that so allure us in this world, all of the voices that call to us constantly, tune our hearing, narrow our vision, so that it is tuned to your voice and set upon your blessed face. O Lord, so work among us, we pray. So move among us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.